WNST, Towson Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. We are not in Baltimore anymore. We've crossed the county line on 26 on Liberty Road. We're out here in Carroll County. We're in Eldersburg. It's all brought to you by our friends at the Maryland Lottery in conjunction with our friends at Goodwill. Before it's all over with, I don't want to mess my hair up today because Dante Liberatore is here. We're at Liberatore's restaurant. Restaurante. In Eldersburg, the phone's ringing. Dante's doing part. So I'm going to wear my hat, my Window Nation hat, before it's all over with. But I don't want to mess my hair up, right? So you can appreciate this. This to me is I want to be a new member of the Liberatore family. He doesn't know this. This is I want to be Furio. I want to be Furio Liberatore.
You can be Giuseppe Mangiapasta.
Well, right. That's what I'm going to be here. Mike McKelvin is here. He is American. Statesman beer drinker, you know, like the old Stroh's commercials. He runs 1623. He's brought me a whole bunch of booze. I'm holding up the empty boxes because I think we drank all of it. He gave me a little tour of his beautiful facility just a mile and a half away on the side road here. But it's been a while since I've been to Carroll County. My wife always talks about Pretty Boy coming out this way. Now, I'm always in Owings Mills. I'm going to be in Westminster on Friday. Hello to Rock Salt Grill and everybody out there. On behalf of the Restaurant Association of Maryland, John Maroon's going to be here later. But first time in Eldersburg to do a show. I've done roosts and spoken to groups out here over the course of time. Spoke to people here, believe it or not, many years ago. There was a former Colts Corral out here. But what changes and what bedroom communities do and what Carroll County represents and you building a business and Dante making a life. Can't believe you didn't stay in Dundalk with me back in the day, both of us. But welcome, man. It's really good to
good
have you on.
You.
And I there's a lot of this that comes at us honest in regard to my interest in 31 breweries in 31 days and my 31st anniversary and sponsorships that that put me out on the road. But you and I come at it honest because I ran into you couple weeks before the tour began. We were at an opening in Owings Mills of something that's really community-based in the Marriott out there, and you were pouring beer on the second floor. And, I mean, God, anybody that's named a beer after Vince Bagley is a dude that I need to have on the show. So, man, welcome on. I know you want to have a beer. We'll have a beer. I have some water because I've been drinking a lot of beer on this tour in my lottery mug, but you built a life and a business out here. This what you have over the 1623 is just a beautiful place, man.
Really appreciate that a lot. It means a lot to me that you would say it that way because growing up in Essex, right next door to you, and
now what part of Essex? That EVT, Kenwood, Chesapeake.
We were Chesapeake first 4 year graduate.
Down in the water, down there.
Down there, hon.
Right on, man. Down Rocky Point, hon.
Rocky Point, right off of Back River Neck Road. That's us.
That's the Pizza John's turf.
Yeah. Greatest pizza
ever. Well, I mean, you were in a whole different line of work, right? I mean, you come at this really from, in the same way that I came at sports and broadcasting. I loved the Orioles, right? I wanted a football team. I wanted the Ravens. You know, I wanted what we didn't have. The brewery thing for everybody, and I'm going to talk to Hugh Sisson the last day of the tour over at Heavy Seas, just about the vision of, like I always say, Smokey and the Bandit. You know, it's like bootlegging back in the day. Right. 30 years ago, I'm sure you didn't think I'm going to own a brewery out in a park in the back of Eldersburg and become a real like civic pride. You know, where you're brewed in Eldersburg. It means something to be local for
it,
you.
It means a lot to us. And actually, you dovetailed on a perfect story here. I graduated from Western Maryland College in 1988, and I swore that I would never return to Carroll County.
Green Terrors.
At a Green Terrors. And
maybe for the peaches at Boggers once a year, maybe something like that.
You know, maybe a hot dog at Harry's back then, since you're headed to Rock Salt, the perfect location.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, been living here now 28 years. Was in the TV business my entire life. And then one day I decided I wanted to own my own business. And was lucky enough to find a great construction company to build a life for the family. And then as that got going, I ran into the Baker family at Old Westminster Winery and got to know them really well. And literally sat with them one night and I said, I can do this, but not in competition with you. I said, I can do this with beer. I know I can do it. Carroll County needs something like this. And for the next 18 months, I searched with my wife. We did the brewery tour. We went to nearly, at that time, probably only 50 breweries in Maryland.
So every place I'm talking about here, a lot of these are the ones that did exist prior to you.
Right.
The Unions, the Heavy Seas. I was over at Red Brick Station to start. I joke about Bill Blocker. when he and Hugh gave me beer in last century, now that we're 22 years into this thing, right? Last century, they would hand me a beer in a big vat that looked sexy. It always came out flat to me, right, to my expectations of what a Coors Light, a Bud Light, a Miller Light, or even a heavier version of lagers would be. Even I drink this Venezuelan pilsner called Polar that I loved, where you finding pilsners in America was a little different, right?
Absolutely.
It was a lager world. The liquor stores, I mean, I was Bud Miller Coors sponsored. They built WNSD. And I always thought, well, that's cute. And I even said to Matt Crow back in the day, yeah, craft beer. What's that ever going to be 5% of 5% like drag racing, you know, is to the NFL, right? It's just always going to be niche. No, no, no. It's beyond like that because it's hyper, hyper local. And I'm feeling it and seeing it in a way that maybe my wife's illness and I didn't come online with that and how my life sort of stopped for a couple of those years and 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, where I come out of this and I see these breweries in all of these communities. And it's really something cool, man. And we've loved it in a way that I wasn't predictive of what I was going to see. But what I've seen is like 31 people like you over 31 days doing this. It's no Walmart in this at all.
It's the best part of what you said was every one of the brewery owners were very parochial to our communities. So our shirts at the brewery say Brewed in the Berg, and we were very proud to be here in Eldersburg. Now I'll take that a step further. We're also very proud to be part of the brewing community. We couldn't have gotten open. We couldn't not have opened our doors in Eldersburg without the help of Duclaw and Old Mother and True Respite and Hysteria down in Columbia. All those.
I went to Hysteria the other day.
All of those
makes me
brewers.
Think of Def Leppard. Yeah. You know, they should have some sort of Def Leppard, but that's just me.
The really small brewery up in Tawnytown, Brewery Fire, those brewers, every one of them jumped in to help us get open. And so it's two communities we're always focused on, the brewing community and where we're housed. And if no matter whom you speak with throughout your tour, you're going to find out that they love where they are and they love being in that broader brewery community in Maryland. And
somebody told me the dude in Ocean City that runs Burley Oak is a Curly graduate.
Yep,
I saw him, big guy with a beard. He was wearing and I had been at his brewery like an hour before. It was delicious, fantastic, kind of out on a farm, beautiful space. And all of the breweries are visionary in their specificity in whatever they're brewing across all sorts of. You fed me some beer a couple of hours. I never even heard of that beer. I called it a honey Kolsch. What'd you call it?
It's a Maybach.
I don't even know how to. I know what a Maybach. It took me 35 years to figure out what a Malbec is. And once Dante comes over and starts talking Argentinian wine, we're gonna have all sorts of trouble. But you know, there's types of beer. I taught you something. I said, hey man, I was in Cologne in the Kolsch.
Right.
You know what crab cakes are to Maryland, Kolsch is to Cologne, right? I mean, everyone has competing Kolsch. There are different houses. I drink a thing called Zuner. It's S-U-N-N-E-R, kind of like sinner, but with a U, like sunner. And I fell in love with that Kolsch over there. We wound up going to that brewery, sitting outside, that's having cool. You know, Bavarian, like all of this amazing stuff around beer, right? Beer, like, and I haven't seen drunk people in breweries. The things you would say, well, corner bars and serving something that's 12% or 10%, I think there's a responsibility level in your community as well that I'm seeing. I mean, people bringing their dogs. The dogs were too loud for me in Black Flag the other night. I had to go outside because the dogs were... And there's... But that's also something that's... When you're in one every day for 31 days, you see how they're similar, but you see how that guy from Burley Oak wants to do something different than what you're doing, or different than I get 16-23 and 18-12.
You know,
right?
You know, it's tough.
That's a great place too, by the way.
I've heard great things. Have not been there yet.
Well, for your industry and for you to be here, give me a timeline of when this all started for you. And I do want to talk about your background in television and the Dean and all of that. But timeline to vision to say where you're going to put it and how you're going to put it there. I'm always fascinated by that, especially. I mean, Dante's been here a long time, and I'll talk to him about being out here in Eldersburg when it was. You know, a little more pastoral than a little more suburban. I mean, it feels
that's
suburban
right.
to me now.
Well, so the way we got started, believe it or not, it was that conversation at Old Westminster in 2017.
That's really recent.
And so in 2018, we filed to become just a company, right? Just like everybody else. You put your paperwork in, SDAT, we become a company. From 2018 all the way through May of 2019 is how long it took us just to find a location willing to take on a brewery that we, of the size we were talking about. So in that time, we started contract brewing with Duclaw, allow us to get out into the market ahead of time. So our recipes,
they made
our,
your beer,
and then they labeled it up. And in our, it came out of 1623, and our kegs and our cans hit market late in 2018. So we first
long before the tap room, then
Long before.
Okay,
we still hadn't found a location. The first beer came out of Duclaw in.
So is this common that you make the tap room as an aside to the brewery, or as something that's all of them feel like they're built in, and I can't imagine that the first thing you need to do is make good beer, right? It's, before you go worrying about where the bathrooms and whether you're serving pizza or not, right?
Exactly right. So there's two different avenues to take when opening a brewery or any type of alcohol-based product. If you can drive your business through a tap room, that can be the core of your business. And there are many brewers. I would tell you most breweries in Maryland do it that way. It was never our goal to do it that way, despite the fact that we can seat over 180
your
people.
Your goal is in to our, distribute your
We
beer.
Want to be distributors. We want to be a regional. We're growing to be a regional brewer. We want to sit at the table with Hugh Sisson and the Heavy
You
want to
go
gang.
Into 5 out of 6 liquor stores in Essex will have your beer.
Exactly right. And that's our business model. Other business models.
It feels like that's everybody's business model, because when I go into liquor stores now, I have a good time looking through these, right? Yep. Like whether I'm in Drug City in Dundalk or wherever, where you know you fill your own six pack and you take one of this and one of that. That's fun.
Yeah.
That's what's made. That's the part of this that makes it like collecting baseball cards to some degree, trying different beers that I never understood when it was. I had a Beck's once in my life and it tasted like motor oil while I was camping out for concert tickets for The Who with Rich Abrahams back in 1982. You know what I mean? It was like, bleh, you know, grosh, bleh, you know? Anything that didn't taste like a traditional Essex Dundalk, Natty Bow, lager beer. Everything else is a gateway at this point. And I'm not hoppy. I mean, you put 100 IPAs in front of me and I probably won't like most of them. But I love beer and things right. that do fly off the end of something malty on a stout basis, things that are based on the Guinness side of the trail that open that gateway for all the exotic kind of stouts that could be out there, including
Absolutely.
some heavy alcohol ones that you just want to sip it, to Kolsch's and various gold-colored Pilsners, those kinds of beers. I love almost all of those.
Yeah, we've driven our business model by lagers and the stouts. So we like
yes and yes for
lagers and stouts how we've driven. Now, don't get me wrong. We still have our series of IPAs. We have a series of both hazies and West Coast IPAs. We have a series of what we call smash lagers, single malt, single hop, that will lean towards the hoppier side. But we really have built our – we had a joke one time when we first started. Can we build a brewery off of Hefeweizen? And we did. We literally started, and that's all
People
we had.
People don't even know how to pronounce it.
Yeah, it's a, you know, it's a great German wheat beer, for those of you who don't know. Banana and clove off the nose. It's a great beer. It's a great way to – it is a great gateway drug into the rest of the menu at our place. There are breweries out there. You mentioned Kushwa. Kushwa does fabulous IPAs. They do a lot of other things well.
See, but you want to start talking to beer guys. You start talking about like who's got a cab and who's got a Merlot and who's got a this and who's got a that. Who's got a good cheesesteak? Who's got a good crab cake? You know,
you
become known for what you become known for.
Yeah,
right?
you talked about being at Hysteria. They did a mother's milk stout that is still to this day is my wife's favorite beer.
I drank it the other day.
Still my wife's favorite beer. I can't get her to pull one of mine off the shelf and say it's her favorite. That Hysteria's Mother's Milk Stout
is their
favorite.
Well, so like a gateway for me would be like Left Hand Stout, right?
Yeah,
like
Left Hand's
back in the day.
Great. Yeah.
And I started drinking that, and Duclaw got me involved in Sweet Baby Jesus and, you know, like peanut butter and a chocolate and a porter and things that you may say that's a dessert beer or whatever, but I'm a one beer Louie, right? I mean, I've done 30, you're my 30th brewery in 24 days, so I'm going to do far more than 31 before it's all over with. And I've not had more than one anywhere, even though, dude, I went into Evolution, it was $2 night and $10 burger and a beer, and I'm like, I'm going to end up, you know, up the street at Burnish, which is where I wound up there. So and I had two there, and they were stouts, and the Orioles were on, and they had blueberry wings, and I, you know, the creativity level for anyone. I mean, and you, by the way, Mike McKelvin, I want to give everybody a total recap. 1623 Brewing. What do you hold up? You got beer?
It's,
you got,
yeah, we got it all over there,
here, man. So if I, any of these I pull up, I'm going to drink.
That's right? What you drank earlier.
Dude, this is rock and roll, man, which is perfect for me because I wore my Bob Seger belt buckle today.
Go.
So it's old time rock and roll is what I would say there. Take the music off the shelf. We're in Eldersburg. We are at Libertadores. My man Dante is going to be out here. We're going all across the great state of Maryland. It's all brought to you by the Maryland Lottery. We're letting ourselves play. John Martin got together last week down in Mako in Ocean City. Our friends at Goodwill, where my closet's getting... I'm going to need a truck that's bigger than this from Lisa and John by the time. Our summer cleaning is going to become the fall cleaning for all this stuff. And our friends at Window Nation. I've got my hat here. Buy two, get two free through August. We're getting into September. There'll be another deal going on. We had our windows put in on the 8th of August. We could not be happier. It's just been fantastic, and the cat loves it as well. And last but never least, the Restaurant Association of Maryland, Marshall Weston, will be joining us on Friday in Westminster, one of your places, Rock Salt Grill. Going to be up there with Lee and Susan and a bunch of friends as well. And that's going to be a great show. Today, John Maroon's going to be coming by. Dante's going to be coming by, hopefully with meatballs.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to eating.
Well, the crab cake tour, you know, he took crab cakes off the menu last year because crab was $55 a pound.
Right.
I've been eating them everywhere. Do you have a crab cake? You got a place?
I don't.
Somebody said Basta Pot. People were telling me places up here.
So we did a home test of Carroll County crab cakes, and we had a bunch of friends come over, and we brought three different crab cakes. We bought Fratelli's, Rock Salt, and Basta. And it was a dead heat. We had 15 people there. And
dead heated
the three crab cakes.
Well, people are asking me to pick the best. And I think that's really unfair because I've had, I would say, 8 stunningly delicious crab. I'm on day 24, and I'm not being disrespectful. Some places didn't care that I'm doing jumbo lump. It's like, was it good? Is it something I would go back and get again? And there have been a couple of things that have just been outstanding. I mean, there's a crab egg roll at Hella's in Miller. No disrespect to their crab cake sliders or their crab, but the crab egg roll was so unique. The sauce that came with is like a red pepper caper thing going on that was ridiculous. Just things that you wouldn't know about unless you get out into local businesses, local communities. And you talk about your beer and what you're trying to do with your tap room, but you're putting your beer in places like Dante's place here and trying to put it all over the place. And getting tap space in regular bars, not breweries, and trying to find your home run, the beer that everybody wants to drink, right?
Yep. You know, you're trying to find that beer that everybody wants to drink, and it's, you and I talked about this earlier, and it goes for the crab cakes, it goes for all those wines that Dante has in the back wall there. I get asked all the time as a person who really enjoys beer, bourbon, and red wine. Then people come to me and ask, what should I buy my best friend for his birthday? And my answer, though stale, is buy what they like. And, you know,
see, if I reach in a cooler at a party when we're doing keggers, because we do so many of those
there
at
you
this
go.
Age, right?
Exactly.
But if, you know, when I go into my college parties, and if it said stout, and I would just pull this out of the cooler. You know, if I'm on a boat with Tony Conrad crabbing, and this is what's in the cooler, I tend to grab this. But why are these IPAs? 8 out of 10 taps are IPA. Everybody's hoppy, cloudy, East Coast, West Coast, like rap bands. I don't get the IPA thing, but people love IPAs,
The East Coast IPAs, the hazy set of IPAs, New England-style IPAs, should be less hoppy. Should be a lot less hoppy. Actually, it should be in the neighborhood of stouts and things like that. So if you're coming across a hazy IPA that is bringing you a lot of hop flavor, that's somebody trying something unique. The traditional.
So what can I order? New England, I'd be better with.
Yeah, New England IPA.
That'd be a gateway drug.
Yeah,
for me. Listen, my taste buds change, right? Like I'm drinking stouts now. I would have never drank that 20 years ago.
Very floral and tropical on the nose. Very light and easy drinking. You should not get any huge hop kick on the back end. So I would look for a hazy IPA. And like since you were at Kushwa, that would have been a great place to try one. Even, Black Flag and Hysteria both do very nice hazy IPAs.
Yes, and yes. I did Black Flag before Duran Duran and Chic. Oh, my God, were they good. And I went to Hysteria on my way to see The Fix. at Birchmere the other night. So, I mean, I found these breweries to be wonderful. Jump off Route 1, jump off 29, jump off 175, jump off. You're not a jump off place out here. You're really, you're truly a destination place being out here in Eldersburg.
I can tell you, through COVID, we've become the hometown brewery for Eldersburg, and thank God it's such a large community, and they supported us unbelievably through COVID, indoor, outdoor, to go only. But you're right, it's a little harder to get here. But you know what's really special is that on a Saturday afternoon, if I walk around the tables and ask people, where are you from? Is this your first time? It's 40 minutes to an hour. They've actually devoted some time to come see us. And
I'm from Westminster. I'm from Sykesville. I'm from wherever, Randallstown, right?
We get a Ellicott City, Mount Airy, Randallstown.
Well, once the word spreads, and I found this with the breweries, once I start talking to brewery people, they'll say to me, you got to, you know, if you're up in Bel Air, you got to go to Independent. You're out in Moncton, you got to go to, so I'm going to them, big truck, I'm going there.
Yeah.
Over in Eastern Shore, I mean, I told my wife, she didn't go to RAR with me, but it's downtown. It is literally a downtown establishment. I said, it's a hub, it's like a coffee shop. I mean,
just
everybody's
like
gathering.
Just like
there.
Evo
is as well. It's downtown in brewery. Salisbury. Yeah.
Yep. And it's, you know, it's really, it is a condition of where you decide to build it. So, big truck. Kip Folks is a great friend of mine. We brewed together. We helped him get open. He's a, you know, he's a great businessman.
Got a big fruit stand over in Hawaii on the way by there. You see, what is that? It looks like it's about to open. I don't know what it is.
So on the over off of just headed down the Eastern Shore, he's opening up another brewery over there.
Okay, so I did see that. Then.
Yeah,
it's right past the outlets.
Just past on the
right
hand side.
Right. Well, Billick used to live right on the Y down there. It's really close to 10 Ike, where I had.
Oh yeah,
I had phenomenal beer at 10 Ike on Saturday.
They're very, very good brewers there. Kip's brother Kobe is a brewer. And he does a phenomenal job, and we've really enjoyed our relationship and partnership. And once again, that's, you know, as we,
that's an Under Armour influence of people staying here and becoming part of a community.
Yeah,
in this case, up in Hereford, right?
Yeah, they have a better place in Hereford.
I'm going tomorrow.
It's gorgeous. You won't outside of Harper's Ferry Brewing, which has maybe the best view on the East Coast for any brewery.
See, I'm learning stuff. This is why I get together with these guys.
Big Truck has a phenomenal view and great beer, great seltzers. You're going to enjoy your time there. And they make sure that your visit is an experience, because they also have 3D archery. They have hay rides. They do all kinds of things there because the farm allows them to do it. And you'll find nothing but great people.
Well, I mean, the vision of wineries and what they become. I tell you what, we'll cut it off here. Mike McKelvin's here. We're going to talk more about 1623. We're going to talk more about our friends at the Maryland Lottery, Window Nation, of course, and our friends at Goodwill. The Restaurant Association of Maryland, John Maroon's going to be here later. And we're also going to have Marshall Weston on Friday. It's really important. We're ramping up September 16th to the 25th. We talk about local business, ordering a local beer at a local bar. I think I saw a 1623 on at the food market last. Yep. Does that sound right?
It does.
Across
from Merriweather.
I met those folks at the Best of Baltimore party as well. My wife and I had a crab cake. I think I 16. So, I mean, the local brewers, I start to see when you're at a restaurant in Salisbury, you're seeing Salisbury beers. When you're on the Eastern Shore, when you're in Ocean City, you're seeing Cinepuxet. You're seeing that's really
you'll find us at Fager's when you go to Ocean City.
There you go. Perfect.
So, you know, you'll find all of us somewhere, you know, and all of us work really hard to get those tap handles, as you were discussing earlier.
All right, just more stouts and less IPAs for me.
There you go.
All right, we're going to come back. We're Liberatories. We're in Eldersburg, celebrating Carroll County all week long. We're going to be up at Rock Salt. I actually had, and I got to give a shout out to Chris up at Greenmount Station, who's been very, very supportive of me and what we've done here for the last 15 years. He also has a great crab cake up there, and hopefully he's going to have a little sports wagering situation going on there in addition to the OTB. But he has a delicious, tasty crab cakes. Best crab cake I've had in Carroll County, but I've only had one. Because once you find a great crab, you go get the crab cake there, right? And I've done, oh my God, 50 shows, if not 75 shows there with everybody from Steve Smith and Joe Flacco and Dennis Pitta and, you know, all through Sam Cooke all through the years. And he's always said his crab cake was similar to the Angelina's crab cake, which is my favorite.
Right.
That was his dad's favorite. So that's a Northeast Baltimore thing. There's a guy on Kent Island that does it, DJ Ruggles. You can find him on the internet if you Google it. I had the Angelina's crab cake on Saturday for the first time in 20 years. And it is similar to his crab kicks. I got to get back up there. But being back out in Carroll County, we've had a lot of support out here over the years. I'm going to wait for you and Dante so I tell my first Eldersburg story
there
about a girl I met one time back in the 80s. And it involved me driving out 26 with the headlights on listening to Bad Company. So we're back in Eldersburg. There's a lot more going on out here, including some delicious beer. Mike has created 1623. There's a whole Vince Bagley television sports. Probably we're going to involve Royal Parker and Pinbusters for it's all over with. I'm Nestor. He's Mike. We're back for more. We're at Liberatories. It's the Maryland Crab Cake Tour. Getting new friends and drinking good beer. It's what we're doing out here. 31 years, 31 beers, 31 crab cakes, and 31 stories to go along with it. Stay with us. Back for more in Eldersburg right after this.